Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Lift up your right hand. Say, in January 2024, the month of wise planning, I receive new ideas, new zeal, new opportunities. In this month, my life shall fall in pleasant places. Profit is my portion. Success is my portion. Breakthroughs are common in my life. In this month, crooked places shall be made straight. I shall find water in the wilderness. The river of life shall flow to me. The river of abundance shall flow to me. The famine is over. The lack is over. In January 2024, my garments shall remain white. My hair shall lack no oil. No more evil. No more curses. No more accidents. No more wickedness. No more losses shall come to me. Kings shall bow to me. Queens shall dance around me. I am blessed and highly favored. I will celebrate. I will jubilate. I'll be lifted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Clap your hands, resume your seats in heavenly places. Hallelujah. I want to specially welcome you all. This is a new day, and I believe God has something good in mind for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Throughout this month, we've been looking at a theme, wise planning. Amen. And throughout the month, we've been looking at the importance of wise planning. Today, we want to go deeper into God's word. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 14, 28 to 30. Praise God. Luke chapter 14, 28 to 30. The Bible says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first?" I need to take note of that phrase. Sit down first. Hello. "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. This year no one will mock you, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Any good thing you have started, you will continue and you will finish it." Praise be to God. To be successful in life, you must have a practical understanding of how life works. Life, ladies and gentlemen, is a practical thing, and it demands a practical approach. To demonstrate that a man can have a spiritual walk with God and still succeed on earth, we saw God becoming flesh in the body of Jesus. We saw Jesus walk among men and lived a practical, successful life. Is somebody still with me? Jesus revealed that you can access any door you want to enter into if you have the right keys. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. Jesus speaking says, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Praise the Lord. When you have keys, you stop knocking. When you have keys, you stop hoping that somebody will open the door for you one day. But when you have keys, what you do is that you open and usher yourself into the next level of your life. And in this month, the Holy Spirit is giving keys to his church for everyone hearing the sound of my voice to enter into a new door. Your amen is weak for me. And in this year, you will not be left behind any shut door. You cannot remain knocking on doors for someone to open for you. In this year, you shall open doors by your own self, and you will usher yourself into your next level. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. Different keys open different doors. Hello? To receive the best in this life, there is a key you must apply. And that key is the key of obedience to God and his word. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best or the good of the land. For you to have the best of the land, the key you must use is what? Obedience. To enter into the door of lasting blessings, the key you must apply is the key of honor to God and the people who help you in life. We live in a time and on a continent where many people don't practice honor. Hello? We come out as people who have helped. We have helped ourselves. But there is nobody in this life who have not received help. For you to have lasting blessings, you must know how to honor God. And you must know how to honor the people that have been there for you. Am I talking to somebody at all? In Luke chapter 12, verse 16, the Bible says, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. But that man lost the blessing within 24 hours because he lacked the key of honor. Hello? Then he spoke a parable to them saying, the ground of a certain man yielded plentifully. It's a good thing to be blessed, but not many people are able to keep their blessing for so long. Somebody are blessed today, tomorrow, the blessing is out of their lives. And he thought within himself, he did not tell anybody. This was a voice in the inside of him saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? Verse 18. And he said, so I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. Verse 19. And I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid out for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. You see, when he got blessed, he never regarded the hand of God in his life. When he got blessed, regardless of God's blessing in his life. Is somebody with me? He did not regard God. He did not make any mention of God. And God said, you are a big fool. This night, your soul will be required of you. Then, whose will those things be which you have provided? 21. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Is somebody here with me at all? So for you to see lasting blessings, you must have regard for God. Praise the Lord. To remove mountains, problems, and obstacles out of your way in this life, you need a key of faith. Shout faith. Every door has its own key that opens it. For you to remove mountains, difficulties, obstacles, you need the key of faith. You can pray, but when your prayer is not affected with faith, no mountain will move out of your life. There are people who pray, but they pray out of fear. They have no faith in their heart. They have no word of God that gives them confidence that this situation will change. Is somebody hearing me? So to remove mountains out of your way, you need the key of faith. Praise the Lord. To have power with God and to have power with man, to have a kind of influence over human beings, you need the key of prayer. For your voice to be heard in a generation, you need the key of prayer. Is somebody with me at all? Prayer is what gives you access to power in this kingdom. Finally, to succeed in everything you do, especially in this year, it's not the key of prayer, but the key of planning. Shout planning. Shout planning. Success is not in the prayer equation. Rather, it is in the planning equation. For you to succeed, it's not by praying. For you to succeed, you must plan. Am I talking to somebody at all? You need to plan. You need to pray. After you finish praying, you plan. Then you have the capacity to perform. So it is prayer, planning, and performance. Praise the Lord. For you to succeed, it does not depend on prayer. It depends on planning. Planning is the secret behind the fulfillment of dreams. Anytime you see somebody manifesting a prophecy, manifesting their dreams and aspirations, they are planners. Praise the Lord. Planning is the roadmap to your definite destination. Amen. You know, in life, small men think of lack. People who will be small forever, they are the ones who live their life to chance. Oh, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, it shall be well with me. It is not all up to God. Hello? If you will be small in life, your mentality will be that it is all up to God for me to make it in life. Child of God, it is not all up to God. Small men give themselves to lack. So small men always say, wish me luck, wish me luck, wish me luck. Life, there is nothing like luck. Everything that happens is orchestrated. Hello? Anything that happens is orchestrated. Bombs detonate because someone threw a bomb. Hello? Wheat, plants grow because someone sowed a seed. Things just don't happen by chance. Things are orchestrated. And so small men are giving to wishful thinking. They are giving to a lifestyle of lack. They are giving to chance. So maybe somebody will find me. Maybe it shall be well. It shall be well. That is how people become small. All is not up to God. Great men think of a plan. Great men are giving to what? Are giving to what? Oh. Great men are giving to what? Great men understand cause and effect. David was a great man because he did not leave everything in the hands of God. Psalm 119 verse 109. Praise the Lord. How many of you were here on Friday? You know, Friday there it was receive it, break it, catch it. And we had an awesome time. But this one, we are planning. Planning, we think. We don't shout. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 109. He said, my life is continually in the hands of witches. Is that what he said? My life is continually in the hands of God. Is that what the Bible says? My life is continually in a pot in my father's house. David was great because he knows that it is not all up to God. He said, my life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. Give the Lord a clap offering. In your season of planning, you must believe God. Put your life in your hands and believe God. Judges chapter 12 verse 3, Jephthah said something very profound. Judges chapter 12 verse 3, Jephthah said, he said, so when I saw that you will not deliver me, when I saw that you will not help me, when I saw that you will not give me money to start that business, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Sometimes as you are saying you are waiting for God, God is equally waiting for you. Is somebody with me at all? I took my life in my hands. All is not up to God. That is how great people think. All is not up to God. Praise the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into my hand. What if he was waiting at the other side, waiting for his brothers to come? and they never show up. That particular season of his life, there will not be anything like victory. Is somebody with me? And the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me? So Jephthah was hoping that his brothers will come and support him so that you fight against the Ammonite. So when I saw you will not come, I know that the only person I needed was myself and my God. Give the Lord a clap of praise. So it means that this year, there is no excuse not to succeed. I prophesy you will surely succeed. Amen. You will surely walk in your breakthrough. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Planning includes you in the plan of God. And planning includes God in your desires. Are you there with me? Jesus, in his days on earth, he was respected by his disciples and his followers as a great man because he operated his life and ministry by a plan. Jesus was not everywhere. He was not scattered everywhere. He followed a particular plan for his life. You see his plans in his speech and his conduct. So you hear Jesus say, when you read your Bible, he said, my hour has not yet come. Hello? That means that the man has a plan. During the wedding at Cana in Galilee, John chapter 2, the mother came to him and said, this young couple, they decided to get married. They invited 400 people, but the wine is finished. They just served 200 people. Do something about it. Say, woman, why do you always involve me? My hour has not yet come. Based on his plan, he knows when to perform miracles. This is a man who has a plan. Hello? John chapter 9 verse 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Because of plan, he knows that he has few years to work. And within those few years, he must accomplish much. That's not the time to play around. Jesus who speak and say, so he came to Nazareth, Luke 4:16, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he had a very planned life. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. It is his custom to show up in church. Jesus grew up in a local church. His pastor was John the Baptist. Is somebody with me? He grew up in church. There are some people, they don't have a custom of going to church. They don't have a plan. So some Sundays, they are eating omutuo with fried fish. Then they have some chill drink. I don't know what is in the bottle. Some chill drink somewhere. Then they appear another day that they are coming to serve God. You don't have a plan. The man we are following, who is Jesus, he has a plan. Bible says, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He does not miss his church service. Ask somebody, what is your plan? Matthew chapter 15, verse 26. A woman came to Jesus asking him to heal the daughter. This is God on earth. But the God who appeared on earth as Jesus, he had a plan. He said, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. The healing is available, but the healing is for a group of people. It's already budgeted. There's a plan attached to the healing power of God. If you don't have plan, and you have money in your pocket, you step out there, you start buying shoes. You did not go out there to buy shoes. You went out there to buy a form for immigration service. But here you have bought shoe and added back to it. And so when you are going, something told you that add body splash to it. So you added body splash. You came home and you realized that you had back. If someone dashed you body splash, you don't even start using it. Because you don't have a plan, you go out and then impulse buy. Jesus set out that day to heal people. But a woman came and said, heal my daughter. And Jesus said, no, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. I want to help you, but my budget is tight. Hello? So if you can come in 2 months, I'll budget for you. In Africa, we don't like that. This one, Otrenu Hundudu. He sees himself too much. Hello? Hello? You can be shocked when you meet Dangote right now. He said, I hear you are the richest man. One of the richest. So, yeah, of course. Say, please, I need 2 cities. So, no. 2 cities. Come next month. So, I've already made budget for the month. I don't have 2 cities to give you. Say, but you say you are the richest man. Call you your mind, you know. The richest man should be carrying money about. But the richest man has budget for his money. Is somebody here with me? Give the Lord a clap of hands. It is not good to take the children's bread. Is this not Jesus? Is this Jesus? Is this Jesus, the healer? He said, I don't have time to pray for you. What I have is for other people. You are God's child, but it's for other children. Oh my God. It sounds very harsh. Jesus had a planned life. That was why he was one of the greatest on the earth in his days on the earth. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus had an apportioned bread for a group of people. So, Jesus built his life and ministry on a plan. Jesus built his life and ministry with a plan, by a plan. Everything with a plan. Tell somebody you are building something. But do you have a plan? I want you to know that you are building something in 2024. And what you need first to properly build is not money. What you need first to be able to build a relationship, build a career, build a ministry, it is not money. He said, let's go back to the anchor scripture, Luke chapter 14, verse 28. For which of you, intending to build a house, does not sit down and count money? Is that what he says? Is that what he said? Does not sit down first and plan. Planning is the first thing you need. You want to get married? Which kind of lady you want to get married to? Fair or dark? You must know. What you say, Pastor, I made a mistake. How many children do you want to give birth to? You must plan. So in my family, we don't give birth to 2. All my aunties, they have 5, 5, 5. So we must go 5. It's not auntie. Check the school fees now. You see, it has nothing to do with auntie giving birth to 5. Are you hearing me at all? And when you get married, do you want to go back to school? Or want to start a building project? You must discuss it with the partner before you enter that thing called marriage. Planning, sharp planning. For which of you intending to build does not sit down first? The first thing to do is not to check how much you have in your bank account. You must check whether you have a plan. Tell someone and say, I impart to you the spirit of planning. Amen. Can we continue? So to build a relationship, career, ministry, marriage, a house, what you need first is a plan. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. Hebrews 3 verse 4. For every house is built by someone, but he who builds all things is God. Hallelujah. For every house is built by someone, but he who builds all things is God. You are building something, and what you need for whatever you are building is first and foremost a plan. Everything works by plan. There's a popular saying in Accra, Accra stay by plan. Everything works by plan. It does not matter whether your resources are not enough. With a plan, it will be enough. Say amen. Amen. Even your enemies will not try to defeat you without a plan. When people are coming after you, they surely lay out a plan to bring you down. That's how come we pray. One of the reasons we pray is that we pray to God for God to frustrate the plans of the enemy. Your enemies are not stronger than you. But if they have a plan and you don't have a plan, they can overpower you. Because everything works by what? Plan. The Philistines, I told you last week, were attacking Samson, left, right, center. They couldn't defeat him. But a woman with a flat stomach, called Delilah, brought down Samson without weapons. The Philistines had sword. They had shield. They had javelin. They have been trained. We call it early soldiers. They ran in the snow naked. They couldn't bring down Samson because they have no plan. All Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. All they rely on is macho. I am strong. Let's go and beat him. They had no plan. A woman with a plan. Small, soppy. Bang. Samson fell. Everything works by plan. Give the Lord a clap of praise. When God frustrates a plan of your enemies, there will be nothing left for them to do against you. To defeat your enemies day in and day out, your prayer must be that God will frustrate their plans. Do you remember Haman in the Bible who took 1 year to plan how he will kill the Jews? But when the Jews prayed for 3 days, fasting and prayer, they frustrated his plans. Else the plan would have worked because he almost killed them. He kept giving money to the king. We call it blood money. And the king didn't know that the guy was manipulating gradually. So he wrote a letter and said, "King, use your signet ring to stamp it for me to kill all the Jews." He had his own reason for giving money to the king. But prayer and fasting frustrated that plan. As we pray in this season, any plan of the enemy against you in this year, for you to lack again, for you to be put to shame again, we frustrate it in the name of Jesus. We frustrate it in the name of Jesus. The Bible said God disappoints the expectation of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. I pray for you. May every plan level against you in 2024 that will bring shame to you in the name of Jesus, we cancel it. The Bible says he frustrated the talking of the liars and makes diviners mad. By faith and by prayer, we frustrate the plan of the enemy against you, against your house, against your career, against your children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Clap your hands and celebrate God. Praise the name of the Lord. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 has shown us that you can plan your way out of shame and scarcity. It may be that you are in a very difficult place in life, but you can plan your way out. Amen. The reason he lost everything. You remember that prodigal son went to his dad, the younger son of a man. He went to him and said, "Daddy, give me what is due me. Give me my portion of inheritance." And he said, "Okay, you're of age." So he gave him everything. But the Bible said, when he left, he lost everything. Why? He had no plan. God is not afraid to give you whatever thing you need. But the only way the thing can be managed and made to multiply is when you have what? A plan. He had no plan. He was in a place of difficulty. He was eating the food of pigs. All the guys that were around him when he had money, none of them showed up when he was in difficulty. That's life lesson, yeah? So that people hang around you like bees around the flower. Sister, it's because of what you have. Sometimes, because of what you have. When the nectar is finished, they will never come. When you call them, it will go, boom, boom, they block you. Are you there with me? Then the Bible said he came into himself. Luke chapter 15 from verse 17. He came into himself. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's high servant have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise." Have you seen the plan? "I will arise and go to my father and will say to me, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.'" So he was going to ask for forgiveness. Some of you, the day you start to progress and succeed is the day you return to your maker. Some of you, you come to church, but you are not connected to God. Hello? The father your house is around Akosombo Dam does not mean you have light in your house unless you connect. Amen. You have to come back to your father. And he said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your high servants." He did not go like, "This is a humble guy." So asking for forgiveness, showing remorse, humility. So I mean, when they offend you, when they see you, they want you to rather beg them. You don't know what a toy is happening in their head. This guy values the relationship he had with his father. He came with a humble spirit. Praise the Lord. He came with a plan and God restored him. I pray God will restore you. I say, I pray God will restore you. Now let's go deeper. Now, to achieve major goals in this month and the rest of the year, there are three easy things you must consider. It is called the ABC of goal setting. Hello? When these ABCs are in place, God will give you the runway to use to take off like an aeroplane. I think last time, the first time we were talking on wise planning, I told you that before an aeroplane takes off, he must present his flight details to the control tower. They want to know where you are going, at what time you get to that destination. So if you are leaving Ghana to South Africa, the control tower in Ghana wants to see your flight details. Where are you going? How long will it take you to get to South Africa? What's the weather condition? At what height are you going to fly? They must have all those details before they clear you. You see, I told you that many people in every year, they don't receive the clearance of God because they have no plan to present to God. Are you there with me? Oh God, give me a baby. Give me a baby like Hannah. Baby is not coming. And Hannah knew that God needed a plan. He said, give me a son and I'll give you a prophet. When God saw a plan, he released a miracle. Give the Lord a clap of it. So the ABCs of setting goals. Number one is that it must be achievable. Amen. It must be what? It must be achievable. It must be possible and doable under the achievable. Don't set goals that are not in context of common sense. There are some people, you are a Ghanaian or you are a Nigerian. You say in July 15th, 2024, in the election that will happen in Rwanda, you will be the Rwandan president. It does not make sense. It's not achievable. This one is not that you don't have faith. This is not faith. This is stupidity. You are in Ghana and say, oh, Pastor, I want to pick the form, the presidential form of Rwanda. I want to contest. And I know that I'll win. You can't win. Please. Please, you can't win. Because it is not what? Achievable. Please, are you there? The second point, the B, it must be believable. First, it's achievable. Number two, it must be what? Believable. It should be reasonable that anytime you think about it, it makes your blood to boil for action. You must set goals that stir you on for action. There are goals that must not be higher than your capacity, else you'll be discouraged. Hello? There are some goals that you must not set goals that are too low or else you lose interest in it. You must set a goal that when you look at it, something is stirring in your spirit. When you were growing up and you went to that particular shop to go buy Gary and all that, in your heart, when I grow up, I'll have a provision store. How the woman arranges the thing on the shelf. So when I get a shop, I'll start to Indomie. I'll start packing Indomie at this time. You see, that child find, anytime you think about a provision, is there something in your heart? It is connected to your child. I get to my point. That's a goal you must set. So then you plan for it. It must be believable. The last one is that it must be convincing. The C, or concrete. It must be convincing or concrete. One day, God had a desire. And his desire was that he wanted to see King Ahab die in battle. God, he wanted to see King Ahab die in battle. So he called a meeting in heaven. 1 Kings 22 from verse 19. He called spirits, the ones that he has created, to come. And he said, he wants Ahab to die in Ramoth Gilead. So spirits should present their proposal so that he can give them this particular contract. So Bible said, this spirit will come and say, okay, if you want Ahab to die in Ramoth Gilead, I can distract him. How? The guy was talking, God said, it's too long. Another person said, so they were presenting their proposals, their petitions, and their plans. And then the Bible said, and the spirit showed up. It's called the lying spirit. The spirit said, oh, God, it's simple. God said, what's your plan? He said, I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. Instead of him not to go to the battle, I'll tell them to tell Ahab that when he goes, he'll win. Hello? God said, that is very good. It is achievable. It is believable. It is convincing. ABC of setting goals. Are you there? Take us back to verse 19. So your plan must be what? Achievable. So don't think hard. Lay your hands on your head. Say, I receive fresh ideas. Say, my plans will work in 2024. In Jesus' name. Amen. Then Micaiah is a prophet. He was not affected by the lying prophet, by the lying spirit. Then Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right hand and on his left. Go ahead. Verse 20. And the Lord said, who persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I'll persuade him. That's the goal, to go to Ramoth Gilead. Because in Ramoth Gilead, Ahab will not have spiritual protection. A child can even kill him. So God wanted him out of the city and be in Ramoth Gilead. That's all God wanted to achieve. The Lord said to him, in what way? What is your plan? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. Did you see that? So when the prophet was prophesying, they all say, thus saith the Lord. When you go to war, you win. You take Ramoth Gilead and add it to your territory. So they were calling up and they called Micaiah. Micaiah said, Lila, when you go, you die. So what do you mean? Say, yes, a lying spirit has entered all these prophets. Do you know what Ahab said? Ahab said, lock him in the dungeon. I'll go to war. When I come back, I'll deal with him. So when you go and you come back, then God has not called me. And when he went to war, do you know how Ahab died? Bible said, a young man drew an arrow at random. He was not targeting Ahab. He just shot arrow at random. The arrow looked for Ahab and struck him. Bible said, between the joint of his armor. So, you know, they wear armor. But the arrow found its way, bypassed the metal and the joint. You see, when God is no longer with you, that's how vulnerable you are. You can drink paracetamol. You can have electric fencing, have ascension dogs. If God is not with you, you are vulnerable. May the Lord be with you. In the name of Jesus. So someone threw a bow at random and he killed a whole king. God set him up. That was God's aim. But this year, I see God having a meeting about you. It's how you become a millionaire. Amen. When you shout amen, it shall happen. Amen. Glory be to God. So planning requires thinking. It is your plan that to accommodate the answers of your prayer. When God says, I've answered your prayer, he will feed that answer in your plan. If you have no plan, you waste the answer. Is somebody with me? When God sees a plan, he releases answers and possibilities to flow towards you. We do much of the praying and asking, but we don't do much of the thinking and planning. Hello? But God is encouraging us to start thinking achievable, believable, and convincing goals. Praise the Lord. We pray. But after prayer, we must do thinking. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Oh, glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Not Philippians. Good. Now to him who is able to do what? Oh, preach with me. Do what? You see, thing that above all that we pray about and plan about, we don't do one. Hello? You don't just pray. You think. And when you think, you plan. You see, This thinking I'm talking about, it's not about thinking about problems. So when you think about problems, you worry. Anytime you see yourself worrying, you are thinking about problems. But when you are thinking to plan, it will lead you to creative ideas how to come out from difficulties. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Are you there? When you are thinking and you are planning, God will give you creative ideas. But when you are thinking about problems, you will worry, you will be depressed, you will be intimidated. May the Lord deliver you this morning. So when we pray, we must think. We must plan. Hallelujah. Steps to planning. Steps to planning. Number one, set a definite goal. What it means is that be very specific. Amen. When you're asking something from God, don't just say, God, give me money. No. How much? How much money do you want? You must tell God the amount of money you want. Hello? You must be what? Specific. You want to buy a car? God, give me a car. Which car? Yellow car. Leather seat. 1.5 engine capacity. God, you don't want to buy full. Huh? You must say, God, give me a car. You keep hitting heaven. God, can't you see I'm coming from Kaswa to church? You're not giving me car. Then God gives you Range Rover. I say, God, why? You must be specific. Praise the Lord. You must set a definite goal. Number two, you must set a deadline. When will it be achieved? Steps to planning. One, set a definite goal. Two, decide a deadline. Last week, Sunday, I mentioned it to you that by the time we come to church again, we will have the ACs fixed, two of us. If you know the bottlenecks, hindrances, obstacles, but because we fixed a date, God helped us. I don't know if you understand. Because we said next week, Sunday, by the time we come, we'll have ACs in this place. By then, ACs were not bought. And after the ACs were bought, I'll not take you into the details. There were a lot of hitches here and there. But it happened because we fixed a deadline to our heart desire. So it has become a plan. Are you there? Oh, are you there? Let me share a story with you. There is the story of this man who lived in Illinois, in the United States of America. His name was Dr. Frank Gonsalves. He was a reverend minister. You can, what I'm telling you, when we close for church, you can Google it. You see, he was a reverend minister and he had a burden on his heart to build schools in his state because the conditions of the schooling in his area was very, very bad. So for 2 years, he kept saying that, oh, if I had $1 million, I'll build a school. If I had $1 million, I'll build schools in my state. If I had $1 million, he kept saying it for 2 solid years. Then according to the story, one Friday, the Holy Spirit asked him, you've been saying for the past 2 years that if you have $1 million, you will build schools. When do you want that money? When? He said, if I have $1 million, I'll build school. Then the Holy Spirit asked him, when? Then when the Holy Spirit asked him when, then it occurred to him that he has never fixed a date to his prayer, his confession, his prophecy. Then he said, okay, in the next 1 week, he will raise $1 million. And when he said the next 1 week, this was Friday, then an idea came to him. His mind opened up. Then an idea came to him that he needs to follow a particular plan to get $1 million. So he decided that he'll preach in church. What I will do with $1 million if I get it. He'll preach in church. So he sent a message to the editor of the newspaper that was in town for him to put it in the paper for people to read like Saturday. So that when they see it, they can come to church for them to hear what he will do with $1 million if he has it. So on that Sunday morning, he prayed in his room. got to church. And when he got to church, he was about to preach. He put his hand into his coat to see if he have his sermon, his note. He realized that he forgot it at home. That's okay. He's been preaching this thing in his heart for 2 years, so freestyle. So he started preaching and laying before the people the plan that he has. Should he get $1 million right now? How he will build schools. He will build them here. He will build them there. And people were listening. So people bought a paper on Saturday. So, some people came to church. After he finished preaching, he sat. He has his seat on his pulpit. He sat down and a man walked to him. And the man said, Reverend, that's a very powerful sermon. I believe everything you have said. If you don't mind, come tomorrow to my office. I'll give you a check of $1 million. And as if it's a joke, he went there. The man gave him the money. That led to the Amor. And the man's name is Philip D. Amor. Philip D. Amor. So it led to the school that the Reverend built, Amor Institute of Technology. And now it is changed to Illinois Institute of Technology. When he presented a plan, God touched the heart of somebody to release. You are not clapping your hands. Are you there with me? Plan. When it was a wishful thinking, he never had a plan. But when he had a plan, God met his plan. He died in 1921, but the school is still there. Is somebody with me? So when you are planning to set steps to planning, you must decide on a deadline. You must put a deadline on it. If we hadn't put a deadline on the installation of the AC, even this Sunday, there will not be ACs here. So by God's grace, we're going to get AC. By God's grace, you keep praying with us, keep praying. December, we will not see ACs. But when we said, by Sunday, heaven also heard it and helped us. You are not clapping your hands. So you need to fix what? A deadline. Praise the Lord. Are you still there? The third point is that write down your goal. We practiced that last week. Is that not it? Habakkuk chapter 2:2-3. Write it down. Don't let it be in your mind. Write it down. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it what? Plain on the tablet that he may run who reads it. Verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will what? At the end, it will what? Speak. And it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Give the Lord a clap of praise. So write it down. The Lord said, it will surely come to pass. And when God said it will surely come to pass, believe him. Is somebody hearing me at all? The fourth step is that develop a plan to achieve it. Now that you have written what you want to achieve, develop a plan, a roadmap on how to get there. Amen. When you develop a plan, how will I achieve this plan? Where should I pass? Should I talk to anyone? In that thinking process, God will inspire you. He will show you where to turn. The Bible says, he said, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you come to a junction and you don't know where to pass, and you are thinking about where to pass, say you will hear a voice. In your thinking process, you will surely hear the voice of God. Say amen. But when this year, before this year started, somewhere in November, we are entering a new year. God, what are you saying? What will be the thing for January? He said the thing for January is wise planning. Because I want to build a great people out of this church. Hello? And it does not happen by chance. It happens by what? Planning. So we are not here by chance. We are here by what? Planning. Praise the Lord. Are you still there? The fifth point. Determine what you will give in exchange for achieving your goal. Determine what you will give in exchange for achieving your goal. You can get anything in this. You cannot get anything in this life with nothing. Hello? Are you still in church? Or I should cast out devils? You cannot get anything in this life with nothing. To catch fishes, you need a bait. For you to catch bigger fishes, you need smaller fishes. Put it on a bait to catch bigger fishes. Are you there? Life responds to value. I'll explain. What you get depends on what you give out. What you get depends on what? What you give out. It's a law of seed time and harvest. Sowing must always come before harvest. Sowing must always come before harvest. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Open your spirit and receive. Some of you are talking about sowing and it's in there. You're like, hey, man, I don't have money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about planning. Matthew 7 verse 12. It says, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Anything you desire to get, you must give it. You cannot give yam and be expecting plantain as a harvest. You're not a magician. Hello? Whatever thing you sow, you will reap. There are some of you, when you sow good seeds in the life of people, you are expecting those same people to give back to you. It's not like that. You reaping where you sow. What you sow is what you will reap. You can sow seed of kindness here, but God will make sure another person bring the harvest into your life. Give the Lord a clap of it. It is only beggars who get something for nothing, and beggars are never rich. You get that? Yes. If you make anything happen this year, write down the prices you will pay. You want to be anointed? You want to be anointed? Apart from reading your Bible, fasting, praying, you must have a very big heart. You must love unconditionally. Because in the day someone offends you and you are bitter, you cannot flow in the anointing. See? And because of what they have done to me, I will not pray for them. You will pray. Oh. You want to be anointed? You will pray. You must know the price you will pay. Hallelujah. Anywhere you want to achieve, it is attainable, but you must know the price you will pay. You want to be a millionaire and you are sleeping 17 hours in 24 hours. Brother, it's not possible. Because sleep is an enemy to riches. I said the folding of the hand. Sleep here a little. That's how poverty will come on you. Is it not in your Bible? Proverbs chapter 6. Is it Proverbs 6? Look for it. Look for that scripture. Amen. Are you there? The folding of the hand. So, instead of you to sit, begin to plan, begin to write a book, begin to write some proposal and send it to the company. Yeah. If I edit, I'm typing, I feel sleepy. Even now, the coffee is not even helping me. This coffee, they look of late. This coffee is an inferior one. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Verse 11. So shall your poverty come on you like what? A prowler. And your knee like an armed man. Do you see that scripture? If you want to be rich, you must know that you have to sacrifice your sleep. You sleep for 8 hours. You begin to sleep for 4 hours. That 4 hours is not for watching episodes of movie. Planning how to become rich. You will read books. We'll come to that. Read books. You want to be rich. So you don't read articles on footballers. It will not help you. How to be rich from the Bible's perspective. Hello? That's what you do. You don't give sleep to your eyes until you make it. You say you want to make it. A nap here, a nap there. And they say, Pastor, when I sleep, I feel fresh. As for the money, I'll get it back. As I see, that is even doctor says, I should sleep. The Bible says, a nap here, a nap there. A day off here, a day off there. Sit back. Take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Just this, you can look forward to a debt-poor life. Poverty, your permanent house guest. I'm not the one who said it, too. It's in the Bible. Clap your hands for the Bible. men, they hardly sleep. They are planning. They hardly sleep. They are planning. Is somebody with me at all? They are always planning. Planning. I had a boss. I worked with a man. The door to his office, he had a notice on the door. Before you knock, the notice says, "Don't make your lack of planning my emergency." So before you knock on that door to come and tell him why things are not working, he doesn't know why he's paying you. Don't make your lack of planning my what? My emergency. By the time I get to work, 6 a.m., he's there 4 a.m. He brought master alarms. You see, these CCTV cameras that we have, master, he brought it to Ghana. He spoke to the company. He said, "I'm ready. You know, I can, we can work together. I don't have, I mean, we can work out on something." They made him come to South Africa. They came here, they tested, everything is working, and blah, blah, blah. Started making money. Before people come into that CCTV thing, he has cash out. He's always looking, planning, what's next? When it comes to church, he's looking for what people will need. Short term, long term, short term, I can gather 50,000, long term, I can 200. It's always, when you are thinking, you don't gossip. I'm not preaching again. When you are thinking, your mind is hot. Then someone comes to you, "Have you heard?" Say, "Sister, if you are not bringing business on the table, please shut up and turn your tiny ways and go. Every day, haven't you heard? You are not bringing money. You are not bringing business. Bring business. Let's gossip about business and make money." Give the Lord a clap of hands. Sorry, I'm saying only sisters. Some men also gossip. Praise the Lord. Say, we beg. Are you still there? So you must know the price you pay for what you want to achieve. Where you are going would demand a price. Hello? There are some jobs that once you say you have that job, it means that even if you are not married, it's good. Because the job will take your time. Hello? It's not demonic. That's the demand of the job. The job is sad. By the time you get home, you cannot do anything for yourself. So the workplace is your life. You go to the work, you eat there, you do everything. And once you come, you are coming to sleep. Dress up, you go again. So if you know that you, for instance, like being in the cabin crew, you want to work with Emirates or whatever, your husband will not see you. Your wife will not see you. So if that is what you want to do, you must plan. This is your husband that every minute wants to touch you. Every minute wants to touch you. You cannot marry such a man. Because today you are in South Africa. You are in Ukraine. You are in Peru. You are here. You are there. You come home 2 months after. That man, he cannot marry you. By the time you come, he has 5 children. In 2 months, he has 5. When you plan, you know what you sacrifice. Am I talking to somebody at all? Amen? In your lifetime, it's your plan that you not stay in Ghana. You want to leave this country as soon as possible. But a woman that you want to marry, say she wants to have a poultry farm in Ghana. Why will you marry? You worry yourselves. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Can we continue? Yes. The next point. Keep your goal where you can see it. Keep your goal where you can see it. There are some people in their washroom, the wall opposite the WC, they have it pasted there. This is what I want to achieve in the next 3 months. When they go to the wall, they don't carry their phone. They are looking at it. God, how am I going to do this? Help me. Who should I talk to? Should I run this project with 2 other friends? Can I run it alone? Once you are asking questions, God will speak. Is somebody hearing me at all? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 9. God had a goal. He wanted his children to have his word in their hearts. And God came out with a plan. Let's look at the plan of God. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Verse 7. Look at the plan. "You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up." Are you seeing the plan of God? "You shall bind them as a sign on your hand." Hello? So you see that there are some churches, they have wristband. They put a scripture on it. Once you see it, then it reminds you. If your hand is going to do something that once you see the scripture, then you withdraw your hand. Praise the Lord. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gate, just because God wants his word to be in your heart. Peace is everywhere. When you pick your phone, your wallpaper is your favorite scripture. It must connect you back to the Bible. So your wallpaper, hey. So you, when you come to church, you must off your phone because your wallpaper is a... Hallelujah. Are you still there? Success comes with balance in four different areas of life. Luke chapter 2, 52. And then we close for today. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Success comes with balance in four different areas of life. The Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom. Shout wisdom. And stature. Shout stature. And in favor with God and men. We are looking at these four different areas of life that you need balance in order to be successful. Wisdom talks about mental goal. Shout mental goal. You must have a goal of increasing your mental capacity with knowledge. Amen. As Jesus increased in wisdom, you must increase in knowledge. You must work on your mental capacity. Because the Bible says, as a man prays, so is he. Is that what the Bible says? The Bible says, as a man prays, so is he. Is that what the Bible says? It says, as a man thinks. Proverbs 23, verse 7, in the King James Version. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking about? Once you are not thinking right, your life will not be right. For a life to be right, it must start from your thinking process. Is somebody with me? For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Poverty starts from how you think. Riches starts from where you think. Hello? For you to see a change in your life, it must first of all start from how you think. You must have goals on whether you want to go back to school or not. You must have goals on whether you want to educate yourself. And educating yourself, you must get books in your area of calling and be a master of it. When I check your Instagram, I want to see the people you are following. It must be in your line of calling. Hello? You follow everybody. Bloggers, concern, gossip. Gossip, you are not a journalist. I don't know. It's journalists that want information. I don't know what you want information for. Is somebody hearing me at all? Please, are you hearing me? So, working on your mental capacity. This year, you must focus on your mental capacity. You must have a mental goal. Amen. You must be found meditating on God's word. Because when you meditate on God's word, God fertilizes your mind. There are some people's mind, their mind is dead. They cannot solve any problem. The worst thing you can have in life is that you have a husband who can solve a problem. Say, hon, baby, dear, sweetheart, darling, sugar boo-boo, what do you think about this? I don't know. Let's pray about everything. Let's pray about it. Are you there? There are some, their mind is dead. But when you meditate on God's word, his word will fertilize your mind. In his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water. Evergreen. Whether there's dry season or not, you have a particular source. You have an evergreen life. Give the Lord a clap of it. You must meditate on God's word. You must read God's word. Meditate on God's word. You know the football coaches. You know when this man left this team to this in 1961. He left this team to this. When he went to give birth to a boy. Is that boy that has grown and is now playing in Man U? You know all the, what about the word of God? What about the word? You must have the word of God in your spirit and in your mind. It fertilizes your thinking. Praise the Lord. You must have a mental goal. Amen. You must listen to sermons. You must listen to things that will help your mind. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Because once your thinking is wrong, your life will be wrong. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 1, 5 to 6. Is somebody being helped today? Hello? Good. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A wise man. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. You increase knowledge, or you increase in wisdom when you increase in knowledge. Hallelujah. Are you still there? The second point, stature, health goals. What goals? Health. When you are planning this year, you must put your health as one of the priorities on your list. You must begin to watch your health, especially your diet. You cannot be sick and be running your business. If you have ever been sick before, you don't even wish sickness for your worst enemy. Sickness is very painful, especially stomachache. As for headache there, it doesn't have a class. Very painful. So you must watch your health. The stature means health goals. Some of you must plan to start keeping fit. You must get a rope and skip a rope. So me there, sad, you know me, I mean, you must get a skipping rope so that you keep fit. Hello? Your joint, so that blood will circulate well in your body. I like that, amen. You must keep fit. Well, if God will use you, God will be in this same body. So when the blood, some of you, when the blood is flowing, it gets to a point, it chokes. You must go to the gym. You must plan to go to the gym. Or you must keep a rope. Or you must do some exercise in that. When you plan it, you can do it. When you plan it, you can do it. 30 minutes. You wake up at 7 a.m. You can wake at 6:30 because of training. So that you sweat a bit. Every day you sit in one place. Then you are just commanding everybody. Now go and bring me soup. Go and bring me this. Go and bring me this. Bring me this. You are just eating. God said, keep fit. That's how I said, God is speaking to you. Keep fit. Amen. Are you still there? This year, you want to visit a doctor at least twice in a year. So as for me, I don't, unless I'm sick, that's why I go to the hospital. Please, we don't do it like that. Every year, go for checkup at least twice in a year. Are you getting my point? And some of you are planning to lose weight. Please, seek proper counsel to go and lose weight. There was this guy, unfortunately, he has passed on. He was home and he decided to detox. He got up from his own room, took his own money, stepped out there, and he saw some people having this kind of table, and they have some banner around the table. They put leaves, lettuce, blah, 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 blah. So he said, he wants to detox. He wants to, check his weight. And so we can do it for you. They make something for him. The guy drank the thing, started swelling up. His stomach started swelling. His feet was swelling up. The water was coming up from some places. He died. And when they were going to look for the guys who were selling those, they disappeared. So if you want to lose weight, please ask from a proper source. Is that okay? And some of us, we need to add some flesh to our bones. When you plan, you can achieve it. Amen. It's all planning. Hello. When I was working in the corporate sector, I learned some few things. I had a boss who, when we are going to bid for contracts, the cars he does not have, you go to his friends and get those cars. Because he made me understand that when you go sit before somebody to bid for contract, as you are leaving, they go to their window to see how you are leaving. To see if you are driving some rickety car or you pick Uber. That's how it will also help them to decide whether they'll give you the money or not. So he goes for serious cars and he always wins contracts. Then he made me understand that he said, Daniel, you must look good. Eat and look good. You go sit before someone you have been in contact from, and then you are looking like you are thinking for the world. You have sunken eyes, bony, like you are just bony. They don't want to give you the money, you not come back. You have not rehearsed riches. Hello? Julius Caesar said something. One time he was looking for guys to guard his palace, guys who stand around when he has visitors. And they went to bring some guys who look serious and they have sunken. He said, no, he doesn't want them. He said, why? He said, these guys, they think they'll plan and overthrow him. So they brought guys that look plump. Say these guys, so he, after eating, they will sleep. So he won these guys around. What I'm trying to say is that how you appear also matters. Hello? How you appear also what? Matters. If you want people to take you seriously, the wise man said, you'll be addressed the way you are dressed. Is that hearing me? So your health matters. Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature. Amen? Your health. Tell somebody your health matters. Praise the Lord. The third point, favor with God. That's spiritual goal. Are you catching something this morning? Spiritual goal. Take your commitment to God seriously and plan for it. If Jesus was on earth, he was going to church, you must go to church. If it's Jesus you are following, you are not following any other person or spirit. If Jesus was going to church, you must go to church. You must take your quiet time seriously, your personal devotion. When you were growing up, when you became a born again, you read your Bible in the morning and you pray. But now when you wake up, on WhatsApp, you go and watch status and laugh. This girl is very funny. Spiritual goal, you must take it seriously. Your contribution to God's house must be key on your list. How many souls will you win in this year? You must plan for it. Amen. You must contribute to the house of God. It's your spiritual goal. Which department will you like to join in the church? You must do something in God's house in order to be on God's payroll. God has a payroll. Every month, when your company is paying you, God will also pay you. But our God does not pay salary. He rewards. Give the Lord a clap of it. Spiritual goal. You must do something for God. You must win so. My part of a department. You must be on God's payroll. Do something that God will put you. When we are considering people who must have houses this year, these are the ones who are working. Let's consider them. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What did he say? First, the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So that's favor with God. The last point, favor with men. Okay, the last but one point. Favor with men. It means your social goals. How you relate with people. Do you know that there's nothing good that will happen to you in this life outside of a human being? Someone must play a role in your life. Two of us. There's a guy who didn't used to regard people. He's very disrespectful, arrogant guy. The day he wanted to get married, that's why he saw the value of human beings. You realize that you can have money, but there are some things you need people to stand with you. Two of us. So you must work on your people's skill. And where do you start from? You start from your family. There are some people, they are good to outsiders. They are family, they are like lions. God will not bless you. You start from your family. You start planning for your family. Hello? Are you still there? Yes. You must start planning with your family. How you relate to people in the family. Outside, you laugh. You are very nice. At home, we cannot even talk to you. We can't talk to you. When we look at you, we are shy. We can't talk to you. Favor with men. That was Jesus. Jesus had a very good relationship with people. There are some people open their lives for you to have a kind of relationship with them. How you help yourself that you must keep your mouth shut. Some of you talk too much. Too much. The only reason why we know the secret of that person is because you brought it out. You brought it out. We never knew that person had a secret. But the day they opened their hearts to you, now we have known, we've known too much about them. And you are the carrier. Say, hey, I didn't know that. So this man that has become teacher, is that how broke he is? I didn't know until he showed me his. Talk too much. And when you talk, people hear. When they hear, they'll shut the door to you, but you don't know why. They will not tell you, but they will advise themselves. This year, if you want to keep relationship, one way you have to do it, keep your mouth shut. Praise the Lord. Someone is clapping, so. Jesus have favor with men. Your people's skill. You must learn how to live with human beings. Even Jesus did that 12 disciples. You need human beings to stand with you. That's for me. I don't need anybody. Smart, I know you are. So I'll cut him off. You cut yourself off. You must work on your tolerance level. Sometimes you can meet people and have it in the back of your mind that they are human beings. As they are sweet, they also have a very serious side that you must plan to manage. Is that okay? You must plan to do what? Manage. Are you perfect? Why do you talk about me like that? Amen. Are you still there? You need people. You need to work on your tolerance level. Forgiveness. Overlook some offenses. When they offend you, forgive them. Until you see that this person cannot be worked on, then you advise yourself. But don't be quick to be cutting people. Sometimes the people you cut off, you need them in the future. Brother, you need them in the future. You do what? We are seeing this glorious edifice that was built less than 2 months. And we are seeing the wonderful thing. Human beings, God, angels didn't come down to make this thing. Human beings. Hello? I've seen it in ministry. Sometimes the person that is sitting beside you, that looks like nobody today. 2 months time, the person changes. Oh, yes. Yes. You must be nice. Some of you, if you took your neighbor seriously, when they travel, you two, you can say that I have a friend outside Ghana. Two of us. Yes. I mean, this year you are not many. Now that I've traveled, no. Say, hey, bro, I'm not your bro. I don't know you from Adam. But when we vibe, when I travel, when I have cash, I'll send you cash. So it's an opportunity when you see people work on your relationship. Jesus have favor with men because he related with men well. Those of you, you see, they just bypass me. Just by maybe I pass. When I go to UK, call me and see if I'll pick. Give the Lord a clap offering. Are you there? So number one area is what? Wisdom, mental goal. Amen. Number two, health goals. Number three, spiritual goal. Number four, social goal. And number five, financial goals. Amen. You must have a budget this year. And that budget must start from your income. If what comes into your hands is 1,000 Ghana cedis a month, and you're going to rent a house in Accra, you say you want 3-bedroom self-compound house. The least that you can get that to be is 1,500. Then you must be a thief to survive. I mean, you are not cutting the coat according to your size. Two of us. You must know your income and use it to plan. Amen. You must have financial goals. When you receive your income, your tithe is out. You must save some for financial, how do you call it? A kingdom investment. I'll come to that one. Aside from that, you must put money aside for what? Kingdom investment. Then put money aside for housekeeping. Put money aside for food. You must be able to arrange that every month. You must have that budget. So that the surplus will be what you trade with. Investment, saving. Is somebody hearing me at all? I told you, don't put money in your bank account and wake up in the morning and say, oh, God is blessing me. I have 30,000 Ghana cedis. 7 months is still the 30,000 Ghana cedis. 8 months is still there. We call something under the sun called Devourer. When that devourer visits you, it can wipe away that $30,000, 10,000 Ghana cedis. Hello? You must invest, plan. Do you know, the truth is that some of you will not run businesses alone. You run it with another person. That's why you need people's skill. Are you getting my point? Yes. You need to set money aside for kingdom investment. Hagar chapter 1, from verse 2. My last scripture, and then we close. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Hello? The Lord said, I have work to be done. We need to go out to preach in villages. So it's not time to go and do crusade. It's not time to go and do humanitarian interventions. We should not give to the orphans. We should not give to pastor every day, morning, morning. Okay, you watch. Then the word of the Lord came by Hagar the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 6. You have sown much and bring in what? Are you there with me? You eat, but do not have what? You drink, but you are not what? Preach with me. You clothe yourselves, but no one is what? And he who earns wages and put it into... Hello? Have you heard anyone tell you that, it looks like I put my money in a whole pocket? Have you heard it before? So I don't know what I use my money for. That's it. Go ahead. Verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 8. Go up to the mountains. Going up a mountain is very difficult. Have you climbed a mountain before or a hill before? It's very strenuous. Good. Go up the mountain and bring wood and build a temple that I may take pleasure in it and be what? Glorified. For the glory of God, he wants you to have a budget for kingdom advancement. Nobody must come and ask you, bring 10,000, bring 7,000. No. Put it on yourself. Pastor, what else should we do? What else should we do? I wanted to give the testimony of somebody here, but it's too sensitive. Amen. What should we do? Pastor, what is there for us to do? Are you getting me? When you do that, you say it's like you are going up the mountains to bring wood. And then I will be glorified. Once the house is so, today, by the grace of God, are you finding yourself? Doesn't it glorify God? Amen? Go ahead. Verse 9. You look for much, but indeed it came to what? Little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Hey, every corner, he's there waiting for you. Why? Because while you are doing, you will be chiseled. When God blesses you, you don't want to even buy a new shirt because pastor will know that I have money. You are not fooling. He said, no one can mock God. What a man sows is what you reap. He said, you are looking for much. You want God to give you a jackpot, a contract that will turn your life around. He said, but I'll make sure you come to little. And when you try and bring it home, I'll do that. I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Hello? Have financial goals. Amen. Now, I speak the grace of God upon your life that is able to turn things around. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that as you are looking for much, you will find much. I declare that your earnings will not be put in holes or pocket with holes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every prayer you have said before you entered into this year, we declare answers in the mighty name of Jesus. Every plan that you are conceiving in your mind, it shall become a reality. Now I declare by the mandate of God upon my life, let everybody here suffering lack, scarcity, famine, I change your season in the name of Jesus. Jesus. I declare abundance, profit into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone here who lacks a destiny helper, looking for someone to stand with you and push your destiny forward, we release them into your life in the name of Jesus. Enough of the dryness. You cannot be dry after today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anyone here afflicted with any kind of sickness, we release your healing, your unconditional healing. Be healed right now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. We declare that heaven will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bless you with the dew of heaven. We declare the fatness of the earth will serve you in the mighty name of Jesus. When you stretch your hands to worship the Lord, he shall trust you with financial open doors in the name of Jesus. You are lifted. You cannot be cursed. Now we extend the courtesy of this prayer to everyone that is connected to you, to your parents, to your loved ones. Anyone who has come under satanic attack, we declare that the attack be aborted. Let the attack be aborted. Let the attack be aborted in the mighty name of Jesus. Every person that is under the yoke of promise and fail, that you are promised but it is never fulfilled, let that yoke be broken. Release fulfillment in your life, manifestations in your life. In Jesus' name, clap your hands, celebrate God. You can add a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Give us verse 10 of this scripture. Give us verse 10 of this scripture. All right, therefore the heavens above you withhold the dew. I declare the heavens above you will give you its dew, and the earth will give you its fruit. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.